This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The state Supreme Court says that New Mexico has no obligation to compensate businesses for financial losses and expenses due to emergency health orders during the COVID-19 pandemic. The unanimous opinion today scuttles about 20 lawsuits filed last year in district court. The original plaintiffs argued that aggressive health restrictions from the governor's administration constituted a regulatory taking, much like the taking of land for public works projects. The governor urged the Supreme Court to block the lawsuits. In a unanimous opinion from Justice Shannon Bacon, the court said that current public health orders are, quote, a reasonable exercise of the police power to protect the public health. The High Court noted that the Public Health Emergency Response Act does provide for compensation for the emergency appropriation from businesses of health care supplies, a health facility, or any other property. New Mexico's emergency health restrictions have been among the most aggressive in the nation. At the same time, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has signed into law a variety of temporary grants, minimal interest loans, and tax breaks on businesses in response to the pandemic. Abe Blair Dunn, an attorney for a coalition of small businesses ranging from an amusement park to a rural auction house, accused the state Supreme Court of overstepping its authority in denying compensation to businesses. Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller is facing criticism for failing to include two openly gay city councilors at a recent Pride Month event. The Albuquerque Journal reports that neither Pat Davis nor Diane Gibson was present last week when Keller raised a rainbow flag, a symbol of pride, outside City Hall with members of the LGBTQ community. Both Davis and Gibson confirmed they were not invited. Davis tweeted, quote, inclusivity is not a photo op. Gibson told the newspaper she did not expect to be invited because Keller has a history of not including her at events in her own district. Lorena Sanchez, spokeswoman for the mayor, said anyone was welcome to the public flag event. She says the city shared the event details with various LGBTQ organizations who then promoted it. U.S. wildlife managers say they have placed a record 22 captive-born Mexican gray wolf pups into dens in the wild to be raised by surrogate packs. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service made the announcement today, calling this year's cross-fostering season a success. Officials have said the fostering program has helped to boost the genetic diversity of the wild population in Arizona and New Mexico. Cross-fostering involves placing pups less than 14 days old from captive breeding populations into wild dens with similarly aged pups to be raised as wild wolves. Officials said cross-fostered pups have the same survival rate, about 50%, as wild-born pups in their first year of life. According to the Wolf Recovery Team, at least 12 of the wolves fostered over the years are still alive and surviving in the wild. Seven of these wolves have reached breeding age, and four have subsequently produced pups in the wild. Since pups are too young to mark when fostered, officials said only those that are recaptured can be confirmed as being alive, so it's likely more have survived. Some environmentalists say the fate of many of the cross-fostered wolves released over the last 4 years is unknown, and that federal officials should release family groups instead. Ranchers also are concerned about the effects of the endangered predators on livestock. This is KUNM.